It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
You watch it. So help me God, you'll be scrubbing urinals at the Burt Reynolds Theater.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi.
It is BYOB Friday. We would like to say hi to Timmy O'Bibine.
Yeah,
also,
up,
Faith.
Hello.
We've got Vivian.
Hello.
We've got Buzz Burbank.
Hi.
And we've got Beth Ann McBride.
Hi.
We've got all the microphones sounding like we are far away right
now.
Yeah,
Unity, hurry up.
A little different, isn't it, Beth Ann, when all the microphones are open, right?
Yeah, it's just
a little odd.
Yeah,
quality.
Mine's a little hotter.
I want to remind everybody that we will be speaking with Dr. Ray from Dr. 90210. He's the plastic surgeon.
Mm-hmm.
All questions plastic surgery and all about his TV show and Beverly Hills and what it's like to be handsome and be around all those pretty ladies
around without
and all
sleeves.
That. And now Joey's just... What's he doing to me, Beth Ann?
What is he doing?
I guess he's taking everybody new. All right. We're playing the game So You Think You Can Sing. And look at that.
Fresh.
We have fresh meat on there right now?
Right.
All right. I'll take them randomly. Here we go. Let's go to our first caller. Hello. Who's this?
Hey, this is Christy.
Hey, Christy Perky. How are you?
I'm good.
How are you doing today, Perky Christy? Where are you from?
Alexandria, Virginia.
Alexandria, Virginia. We've had a lot of calls. There must be a lot of people that think that they can sing in Alexandria.
Mm-hmm. Well, but I'm originally from Georgia, so I can sing.
Oh, I like that little Georgia accent. Un momento, por favor, while Daddy pours himself just a little finger of vodka. Okay,
let's hear that.
Thanks a lot. Here we go. Now, it's tough to hear it with the music.
Oh.
Now he's pouring.
Don't spill it.
Now you have vodka on your pants.
You know what that was?
I'm not driving.
Good times.
It doesn't matter. I'm not driving.
Good times.
Where's the Sprite Zero?
Didn't he bring it in?
Peter,
I thought you were.
Peter was supposed to bring that.
Yeah.
Okay. No Sprite Zero.
And some ice.
Vivian's all happy. Vivian's very happy that I'm not getting what I want. I can tell already. Christy, are you still there, sweetie?
Yes, I'm here.
Christy, what are you choosing to sing for us?
Me and Bobby McGee by Janis
Joplin. Bobby McGee. All right, Christy, we're going to give you 30 seconds, and good luck, okay?
Okay, let me look at a clock here. 30 seconds.
All right, one, two, three, go.
Busted flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train, and I was feeling near as faded as my jeans. Bobby's on the diesel down, and just before it rained, he wrote us all the way into New Orleans.
Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby.
I pulled my harp on, and in my dirty red bandana, I was playing songs while Bobby sang the blues.
Yeah, baby.
When she
time's up, Christy. Time's up.
Mm-hmm.
I liked it. I kind of got into it.
Good
Buzz
choice.
Burbank, what do you think of Christy?
A good choice of songs. Pretty well executed, but a little too breathy for me. I thought it was just all right.
Vivian.
I'm going to use Faith's word. She has heart, but no.
How
cold. I'm going to say she was zesty. I loved her personality.
Zesty.
I loved her Georgia accent, and I thought it was a nice performance, but not a $50 winner, Faith.
I thought, first of all, it's a great song,
mm-hmm.
and your singing can use a little developing.
Okay.
Nicely
it's also kind of hard to hear through the phone, but...
Joe wants to dive in.
Joe's not fond of this contestant.
That always tells me that we're doing well in Listen Land also, mm-hmm. when Joe wants to get involved.
Mm-hmm.
Joe thought she sucked.
Oh, look who's here. It's Joe.
Joe, I thought she was a very nice person, though.
She's a very nice person who sucks.
That's funny because when I'm nervous, mm-hmm. I'm a nice person, but I suck singing. But my usual personality is sucky, but good singing.
Oh, okay.
Oh, there you go.
All right, okay.
What did she say? She's a cripple?
Whatever it means.
Then I'm sorry.
All right. Timmy O'Bimene, what do you think of Christy?
Well, Joe, I like your idea, Joe. Well, I like Southern Bells, but not this one.
Oh, cool. Beth Ann McBride.
Nicely said.
You know, I like that. I thought it was pretty good. I think she needs to come back next year.
Next year. Yeah. Christy, stay on the line. We're going to give you a T-shirt, okay?
I always like Beth Ann.
Yeah, very good. There you go. I always like Beth Ann.
That'll change.
Southern
I
Bells.
Always liked her sensible ideas on the Mike O'Mara Show. I enjoyed that. I especially liked it when she spins from the waist, even when there's not music playing. I found that very interesting. Let's go.
Have some more vodka.
Let's go. Yeah, because I'm drunk.
That's right.
I wouldn't say that if I was sober. Let's go to Randy.
Not in so many words.
Randy in Sacramento. And could we get Peter upstairs to get my Sprite Zeroes.
Jesus, Peter.
I don't mean to be demanding. I've only asked for 3 hours.
And
Peter left at 5:30.
Oh. Well, that is unacceptable.
That explains
When did
it.
You give him the task? He's a taskmaster.
Peter, all right, here's my dilemma.
What's your dilemma?
I have the vodka that I can't drink because it doesn't have anything to cut it with. You see,
Mr.
I don't want to drink it straight.
Mm-hmm. And okay. Mike, do you want regular Sprite?
Peter was the only one with a church key with a bottle opener. I'll
dirty that up for you if you like.
Oh, you really do have olives.
Here,
I'll
open your beer. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yes,
wait.
I do. Would you like
Vivian,
some?
Hold on, Joe. Vivian's going to open my
and
beer.
Enjoy some olive juice as well.
Hold on. Vivian's going to open my beer.
How's she going to do
this? I want to see.
I want to see what she's going to
use. What's she going to use?
She's going to the edge of our little refrigerator in here.
Wait a minute. Is that,
here we
is
go.
That safe to do?
It's not safe.
No.
Joe's going to do it with his letter again. Listen, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow. That's impressive.
Joe Artinger, he's here all week.
Is BDK here? Yeah. Maybe he can go up to his office and get
BDK's
him.
BDK's always here.
He
never leaves. Let's go to Randy in Sacramento.
Joe said you don't need it.
What?
I don't know.
Joe can get the Sprite Zero.
I don't need what?
We don't need BDK.
Okay.
No, we don't.
Well, don't
what
be yelling
really
at me
say?
For
What did he really say?
I thought he was saying you didn't need your
See,
Sprite.
You made it negative directed at me when it really wasn't. It was
right.
directed at BDK.
Right.
Have you had a cocktail yet?
No.
can't because you're the operator. Randy, what are you going to sing for us, Randy?
Hang on. Let me put my beer down.
Attaboy.
He's tuning up.
I like him already.
That's the way to do it.
I just want to sing something, whether I win or not, to Beth Ann.
Oh, very nice. Good. Well, you have 30 seconds on the count of three. One, two, three, sing.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you.
Mike's choking. Keep singing.
You feel like heaven to touch.
And she's dancing.
I want to hold you so much.
Oh, wow.
You know what? I'm gonna stop the clock. You go ahead. Just go ahead. You're off the clock
I'll
right
stop.
Now.
Go.
At long last, love has arrived.
This is Randy, right?
And yes, it is. And I thank God I'm alive.
Thank God.
You're just too good to be true.
Why is he whispering?
Can't take my eyes off of you.
Keep going. Run with it, Randy. Run with it.
No, stop.
Pardon the way that I stare. There's nothing else to compare. The sight of you leaves me weak.
You're so mean.
Okay.
Wow, he
Ladies
broke up.
Ladies and gentlemen, there he is.
Thank you,
Randy. Randy. Let's go around the room, and Beth Ann, what do you think? He was singing to you. You're the first reviewer. What do you think of old Randy there?
I think he's the clear winner.
Clear
winner.
And
I'll be standing in line for his CDs.
Beth Ann gives you a $50 vote. Buzz Burbank.
I just think it wasn't there. I will say it's one of our more passionate performances because his love for Beth Ann is clear.
Vivian, what did you think of Randy?
Undecided.
Undecided.
Undecided. Uh-huh.
Timmy O'Bimene. I'm going to go last on this one. Timmy O'Bimene.
I liked the dude, man.
He liked the dude.
Right. Hey.
Faith, what did you think?
Well, courageous and that deep whisper.
She liked that.
Okay, Randy, I'm going to say that I listened to you. I listened to the entire song, and I thought it was a one-way ticket to the land of suck. But we will give you a T-shirt. Congratulations, you won a Mike O'Mara Show T-shirt.
Enjoy.
Let's move on down the road. Let's get Glenn. We finally have a Kansas contestant. All right, Glenn. Hi, Glenn. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
How you doing there in Kansas today? Getting them tornadoes coming through them neighborhoods, anything like that?
No, we missed them.
All right, good for you. Glenn, what are you going to sing for us today?
A little bit of Al Green, Ain't No Sunshine.
Ooh,
nice.
I like that song.
Nice.
Before you do that, let me just say my mixers have arrived.
I guess it's Sprite Zero.
Nice, little Sprite Zero. I've never used this as a mixer before. I normally don't need the fruity taste to go along with my alcohol.
It's going to make you burp.
It's really what wussies normally need. I just like usually to have a little tonic, but that's not here today.
Not available.
Let's have a little sip and see how it works with the diet beverage. Shall we, Timmy?
Yes.
I hope it's good.
Absolutely. Give
it a go. You're going to love it.
Just in Mike's face.
Is it strong? Is it good?
He spilled most of it on his pants.
I did not, Vivian.
Yes, you did.
What's your sister getting here? All right. Oh, God.
That is good.
Hold on a second. Hey, Glenn, I have to put you on hold for just 1 second, okay?
It's fine.
Because I have to go to this call, all right? It says it's Vivian's mother.
What?
All right, I'm not sure whether it is or not. Hello, is this really Vivian's mother?
Yes, it is.
Oh,
is this
God.
Your mother?
It's taken me 20 minutes to get through.
Oh, Vivian's
sure.
mom. What's your name, ma'am?
Oh, mine's Vivian also.
Oh, Vivian, what a pleasure to have you on the show. Your daughter's absolutely charming and wonderful.
Oh.
Stop rolling your eyes.
Oh, she needs to loosen up a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh,
thank you, mom.
What a great mom.
Oh, I swear to God, I'm going to give you, Vivian, I'm going to give you the $50. Fantastic. Oh, that's great. No, she's having a very, very good time, but she does seem to have to loosen up a little bit.
Yeah.
Refresh
I'm
the beverage there.
She's nervous.
Now you have the two you have the two daughters?
Yes.
And it's Vivian and
Unity.
And Unity.
She's on her way.
And how is your son complexity? I'm sorry. I'm kidding, of course. What can we do for you today, Vivian?
I don't know.
think it over.
Can I ask a question? Vivian Jr., can I ask a question?
Sure.
Does mom, like in the afternoon, especially on a Friday, like to maybe, you know, dab a little rouge on and hit the old whiskey bottle? Or
No. He doesn't drink.
A long time ago, it would be nice to be there to have a drink.
Oh,
well, please join us.
You're a sweetheart, and you've got a charming young daughter who was nice enough to come by our BYOB Friday show.
Well, I'm glad she's having a good time. But she needs to let you know, she's got, when you were talking about who she looked like.
Yes.
Yes.
Who do you think?
Well, if I say it, she looks like her cousin, David Bowie.
David what? Bowie's her
wow.
cousin?
That's
yes.
impressive.
Oh, you mean she is? You are related to rock and roll royalty?
Right.
Wow.
I just thought that maybe that'll get her talking. And
okay. Oh, yeah, because she
you
does need to loosen
ice.
Up. Yeah. She's really stiff
in
so
and
far.
Sing one of his songs, but I said, I better not. I'll embarrass him.
Well, then she's more than qualified to judge, so you think you can sing. This is wonderful. Vivian Sr., thank you so much for calling.
You guys have a nice time.
Have a great weekend.
Bye, Buggy.
Goodbye.
My buggy.
Buggy. There she goes.
Yeah,
really
I don't have my cousin's voice.
I love BYOB Friday.
Yeah. Thanks for embarrassing me, Mom.
Oh, you'll be fine. You're going to be
Mama.
Fine.
Yeah, Mom's all right.
All right, let's
yeah.
explore this whole David Bowie connection here. Have you also, like the famous rock star, explored omnisexuality?
No.
Oh, you haven't? Mm-hmm. Have you met David?
Good for you.
Yes.
At like family reunion. Oh, come on.
Is he a first cousin?
Sake. You want a shot?
Vivian,
I mean, really,
Vivian.
Loosen up just a little bit. It's
okay.
fine. Just a radio
I'm loose.
Show.
Here we go.
Is he a first cousin?
It is my grandmother's sister's son.
Okay. Your grandmother? Okay.
Do you like him? Is he nice to you? I was lucky enough to meet him once.
Yeah, when I have met him, yes.
On the rare Do any other members of the family have different colored eyes like husky dogs?
No.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and apparently his son and I both, apparently we could have been twins when we were young.
Wow. Interesting.
Joe Artinger
Joe's
writes,
back.
Did he have good Coke? That's horrible.
Coca-Cola.
What a terrible.
That's a terrible
do we have any Bowie in the collection of music here?
I'll check.
She is.
It's right under
it
the
death.
Is, Mom,
that was such an exasperated. You. I'll check, look, you fat a-hole.
I don't know where anything is.
I know you don't.
Look under the Duffy.
So, I mean, so you, did you get around? Were you around the rock growing up, the rock environment where you could
no.
go to concerts or anything like that?
Yeah, when he would come to town, we would get to see him and go backstage.
All right. Want to elaborate?
No.
Let's go to Glenn in Kansas.
I was very young.
All right, fine. Glenn, you're on the Mike O'Mara show.
Hello.
Timmy. Hello. Timmy, thank you for bringing Vivian, though. She's really bringing it to the table. Even though she thinks she's being quiet, I'm enjoying this very much.
We all are.
Related to rock and roll royalty, something you didn't even know, am I right?
No, I knew about it.
Oh, because when she gets drunk,
yeah,
she's like, Bowie's cousin.
No, I do
Unity told me.
All right.
I don't tell anybody.
Glenn, what are you going to be singing for us today?
Ain't No Sunshine by
nice.
Al Green.
All right,
nice.
Very good. 30 seconds. Good luck. We're still waiting for the $50 winner. And go.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. The house just ain't no
home. I don't know what that was.
Anytime she goes away. Wonder this time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gone to stay.
Oh, time's up, Glenn.
Okay, we have a winner.
Oh, do we really? All right, I'll be the judge of that. Vivian likes you. I say you are okay. Faith, what do you think about Glenn?
You are fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I liked it, dude. It was all right.
Good, okay. Beth Ann McBride, what do you think?
I thought he was just okay.
Okay, Buzz Burbank?
I thought it was gently performed. I thought he did great. Maybe the second best performance of the day.
Very good. You get a Michael Mara Show t-shirt. Glenn, hold on the line, too, okay?
Thank you, Glenn.
I'd tell him he was a finalist, but nah.
No.
Let's go to Jim in Arlington, Virginia. Hi, Jim.
Hey.
Happy Friday.
Hey, happy Friday to you, sir.
I got a question for you, but just hold on a second.
Mike's going to take a sip of a lovely beverage on BYOB Friday.
To my trainer, Pete Galelli, I know, Pete, you said that the hard stuff was not to be consumed today, but I'd just like to tell you I'll work extra hard on Monday.
Oh, he'll work
okay,
you
hard.
I found some Bowie.
Oh, you did? Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, in honor of Vivian's cousin, her cousin.
Yes.
It's radio. You can say yes.
Yes.
In honor of her cousin, Vivian's cousin, here's some David Bowie.
Not David Bowie.
What? Ladies and gentlemen, from his fabulous album, Young Americans, this is David Bowie.
Why do you call me a pig?
Archer.
Every time you are near.
The early years.
David Bowie.
God,
that's funny. It's funny.
Very good. Could be.
I think that's David on one of his acid traces.
David Bowie, the early years, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, that's quite enough. Thank you very much. Let's move on here. All right, we've got Jim in Arlington. Jim, what did you say you were going to sing?
Well, please rise, and gentlemen, remove your caps.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You have a choice, the national anthem, or God Bless America.
God Bless America,
please.
Is my request. Mm-hmm. Everybody okay with that?
Yes.
30 seconds.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay. From the mountains to the prairies, to the oceans white with foam, God bless America, my home, sweet home.
All right, big ending now.
God bless America, my home, sweet home.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm
I
sorry.
So.
We have a winner.
Yes.
We have a winner.
Well executed.
Absolutely.
Yes.
I am a patriot. Vivian, what did you think of that performance?
Yes, he was very good.
Good song.
Yeah. Yeah.
Way to bring
tune.
It, Vivian.
Thank
way
you,
to
Vivian.
Bring that enthusiasm, baby. Faith, what did you think of our patriotic singer, Jim?
That was breathtaking.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah.
Timmy O'Bibene.
As an African-American who loves America, I'll tell you, man, that dude rocked.
Oh, yeah. Very good.
Nice.
Beth Ann McBride.
Literally brought me to tears.
And Buzz Burbank.
Oh, it's stellar. I agree with you. We have a winner.
Jim, congratulations.
Thanks.
You, sir, are the big winner. You win $50 American and a Mike O'Mara Show t-shirt. I love the way Rob did that. Mm-hmm. Listen to that applause the way it ends. Here we go. Very close. Just turn it down.
That's right.
When you request something to fade out, just turn it down.
Right.
Jim, are you a professionally trained singer?
I have to admit that I am, sir.
Man, oh, man. And
are you
off.
Military?
No, I am not.
Oh.
Have you done the national anthem at ball games?
Yeah, I have.
That's,
that was for
I mean,
you, Mike.
Hey, you know what? I'll tell you, if you bring it, you bring it. I mean, I didn't put any rules on whether you could be a pro or not.
It's not just the song. He hit all the notes. It was a great delivery.
Can you sing any opera?
I am an opera singer.
Can you give us a little Nessun Dorma, if you don't mind? Just a little bit?
Ooh, I'm a baritone. We'll try.
Oh, you are a baritone. Well, something. Give us some opera. Just a little.
Anything.
Like,
anything.
A baritone hit.
Whatever you like.
Oh, bravo, Figaro, bravo, bravissimo, bravo.
Oh, you're very
nice.
Good.
Nice. Yeah, nicely done, Jim.
You're the man, Jim.
Jim from Arlington.
Jim, thanks for, Beth Ann, something happened to my microphone. I don't know what it is.
Say something. There
he goes. Hello, check. There we are.
Okay.
We're back.
Hello.
She fidges. With the were you fidgeting with it?
Well, only because sometimes somebody gets loud if another person's going. I was just trying to make you sound the best you can sound, Mr. America.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, right.
How's that working?
It's what you live for, isn't it? Jim, congratulations. You get the $50 and a Mike O'Mara Show t-shirt. We appreciate you calling in there. And thanks to everybody. Sorry for those people that are waiting online that didn't get to play the game because we have to talk to a pretty boy of biblical proportions. I'm talking, of course, about Dr. Ray from Dr. 90210. This will be interesting because as I begin to age, I give serious thought to plastic surgery.
No.
No, I don't. I don't think about it at all. But I know some people in this room have actually pursued that, and we can talk to Dr. Ray all about it, and maybe he'll entertain your questions, too. That and our final buzz of the afternoon is coming up on BYOB Friday. We will be right back after this. Yeah.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.